ik ben Joyce van Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. And as the festival season approaches, we are entering our first big party, which is called Sinterklaas. Sinterklaas is the Dutch version of Sint Nicholas, and I would say the Dutch equivalent of Santa, Sint Nicholas. However, Sinterklaas is celebrated on 5 december. Op 5 december is het Sinterklaas. And Sinterklaas is a festive get together mainly for kids. We will do presents, but mostly we will do Sinterklaasavond, which is kind of like your Christmas Eve. Sinterklaasavond. Op Sinterklaasavond, Sinterklaas comes and delivers the presents, or his helpers will deliver the presents. And these helpers are called Pieten. Pieten, like the name Piet. Pieten. Sinterklaas actually arrives from Spain every year, usually mid-November, on his steamboat, stoomboot. Sinterklaas arriveert op zijn stoomboot. And from that day on, every evening, or when kids are allowed, kids can put their shoe in front of the fireplace. Shoe is schoen, and fireplace is open haard. De kinderen zetten hun schoenen bij de open haard om cadeautjes van Sinterklaas te ontvangen. So the kids put their shoes near the fireplace to receive presents from Sinterklaas. And in order to receive those presents, they can also sing songs. Sinterklaas liedjes. Liedjes are songs. En er zijn speciale Sinterklaas liedjes. Of course, there's also a lots of yummy food dedicated to Sinterklaas or the Sinterklaas period. And perhaps you know these already, but two of the most famous Sinterklaas treats are called pepernoten, which is a literal translation to peppernuts, and a synonym is kruidnoten, which is more like a spiced nut. So these are actually cookies, little cookies with spices in them, like pepper and nutmeg and other delicious spices. You can get pepernoten in jouw schoen, or during the Sinterklaas optocht, the Sinterklaas parade, de Pieten gooien de pepernoten naar de kinderen. So the Pietes throw the pepernoten, the spicy nuts, cookies, to the kids. Another really yummy treat is what we call a chocolade letter, a chocolate letter. Very literal in this way, because these are all chocolate letters in every letter of the alphabet. And the idea is that you get this as a present and you receive the letter, the first letter of your name. Classically, kids do want to get the letter M rather than their first letter because they think that letter is bigger and therefore they have more chocolate. But actually, it's just weighed in grams, so it doesn't really matter. But it is a really fun thing along kids during Sinterklaas time. So let's make a sentence with chocolade letter. Ik krijg een chocolade letter van Sinterklaas. Can you guess what this means? And to end today's lesson about Sinterklaas, we always say goodbye to Sinterklaas as well when he leaves from a function or when he leaves after 5 December. And we always say, Dag Sinterklaasje. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. Dag Sinterklaasje, dag luisteraar. And until next time. Doei!